Today, I would like to speak of the Buddhist precept. I cannot talk all of the ten prohibitory precepts itself, but I would like to speak of the important key point of precept. precepts are very important for human being, but if you misunderstand or if you misuse precept, not only you, everyone will be frightened always by guilt, even though you obey completely precepts. Still, you are frightened by fear that you could be broken off. Just like a business, if you are successful in doing business, you seems to be happy, but in the bottom of your life, still there is uneasiness because you are afraid of fail. So the more you are successful in business, in your business, I think the more you make much more effort to do it, to continue to do it. That's why finally you are exhausted. So how can you use the precept? How can you use your energy in balance? In balance doesn't mean a comfortable way of life. You have to use your energy for a certain period of time, strongly or concentrated, with a full concentration. But sometimes you must use the energy, well, a little bit in relaxed situations. I don't know how. It's no one teach you. No one teaches you in that way, because that is the individual people should practice. Okay. So that's why precepts are very important, but we don't know how to understand the precepts and how to deal with the precepts. So by the precepts, most of people are very confused finally. Just like a business I mentioned. Just like the other aspect of human life. So I think here is the Kyogo Zen Master, who was one of the Dogen Zenji's disciples, comment on the meaning of the Buddhist precepts. This is a very simple sentence, but profound. There is a very profound meaning. So in your whole life, you have to understand this one, okay? Through the practice, through meditation, through the Zen. So let me read this one. Precept refers to restraint and extermination. In attaining enlightenment under Bodhi tree, Shakyamuni Buddha fruited the precept. This is named restraint. It means to adjust and come to a stop in the truth that I and all beings on the great earth both simultaneously attain enlightenment together. That is the precept which my teacher has never taught, nor has ever the Buddha taught. Okay? There are two points. Restrained. Precept refers to restraint and extermination. So, and Kyogo Zen Master comment on this. So restrain means, what is the precept originally? Precept is someone made by, or precepts are produced by someone or some divinity or spirit or whatever it is. But here says, in attaining enlightenment under Bodhi tree, Shakyamuni Buddha fruited the precept. So when Shakyamuni become Buddha, to become Buddha is precept, contents of precept. Then he manifest, unfold his experience of enlightenment, becoming Buddha. Then that is a precept. Okay? So that's why in attaining enlightenment means in becoming Buddha. Okay, and the Bodhi tree. Then the precept, Shakyamuni Buddha fruited the precept. So precept comes naturally. Because precept is a content of Buddha's life. In other words, precepts are Buddha's life. Buddha's life are precepts. Okay? So no difference between. So that is, the Kyogo Zen Master says, in attaining enlightenment on the Bodhi tree, Shakyamuni Buddha fruited the precept. Shakyamuni Buddha not try to fruit precepts. Okay? Fruit is naturally something is matured, nurtured. Okay? Not only by one person, no. You cannot mature anything. You cannot ripe anything by yourself. So you need lots of help. You know, others and trees, birds, all sentient past, present, future. Anyway, all sentient beings, then something is ripened. Okay? You can see the fruit on the tree. You say, oh, fruit. No one pay attention to the depth of the fruit's life. How fruits become fruit. We don't pay attention to it. Then immediately we pick it up and eat it. So that is really hungry ghost attitude, you know. So that is important first. Precept is not something produced or created by somebody or something, okay? Realization of the whole universe, how it is going, fruit ripen. The person's life, tree's life, and all sentient beings. That is called precept, we say. Okay? First, you should remember this one. But if you say precept, I think there are two meanings. One is restrained, and also extermination. Two meanings there. Two points there. So let's see the meaning of the restraint. What is a restraint? So here says it means to adjust. This is my translation. So it means to adjust and come to a stop. Just like to draw a horse to a stop, okay, or to keep your life to a stop. No, it's not good. I would just say bring your life to a stop. Properly, Well, anyway, that is, it means to adjust and come to a stop where? In the truth that all sentient beings are already Buddha. Okay? We have to, anyway, adjust ourselves and come to stop there constantly. But it's not so easy because we get used of slipping off from that and being involved so much in the world of samsara, muddy water. So we don't pay attention to that. Intellectually, we know. And also, when you are in a particular situation, you try to know it, you try to keep that teaching. But when you go back to your everyday life, completely you are far away from it. So that's why in the Zen monastery, everyday life as a routine, is very important. Gassho, washing face, walking a hallway, and greeting each other, all are nothing but expression of Buddha. Nothing but keeping your life in the realm of the truth. All sentient beings are already Buddha. Okay? So that is a restrain. In Japanese, restrain is called seishi. Seishi consists of the two parts. One is flavor. The other one is knife. Okay? So flavor means maturity. Everyone has a certain delicate the flavor. Do you understand? Karagiri has a certain flavor. I cannot explain what my flavor is. People say so. Karagiris have a certain flavor, but they don't. They always talking about, but they don't know what actually. Finally, they don't know what the real flavor is. I have. I can talk about your flavor. I can talk about A person, B person, but finally, I don't know what the real flavor he or she has. That is a flavor, okay? Flavor means maturity. Maturity means when the persimmon is ripened on the tree, that is a time which is ready to eat, to receive. So finally, it's fallen from the tree. Okay? It's fallen from the tree. And then the other part of the knife. So if you have a perfect ripened fruit, you can use the knife and cut the fruit and you can eat it. Okay. So if you see the precept is you have to eat. Okay. But I think you have to mature. You have to make precept mature. That is, precept itself is already mature because it comes from contents of Buddha's life. Realizing deeply the best and depths of human world. Okay? So from this point, precepts themselves are already mature and ripened fruit. But when you accept each person's handle those precepts in a different way, that's why some person accept and use it in an appropriate way, some are not. So pretty much misunderstanding, misused. So I think if you want to receive precept, you have to make the precepts mature. That is your deep understanding, exploring, constantly exploring what the meaning of the precept, how we should keep them in our everyday life, not only Buddhist, but also all sentient beings. So, that is a restraint. The C of say is stop. So you have to stop at the intersection of the maturity. Then you can really ready, you are ready to accept. Okay? But that ready, that maturity is already in your life. Okay? In your life. So because the maturity is Buddha mentions you are Buddha. That is a total maturity, great maturity, beyond human speculation or the evaluations. Anyway, you, A person, B person, all a perfect mature person. Okay. So if you are already mature, I think you have to use it. You have to use it, you have to manifest, unfold it in your everyday life. Then maturity is really alive in your everyday life. So that is a stop. That's why you have to constantly come to stop, okay, and in the realm of maturity. Maturity means you and tape recorder, this table and glasses, all nose, whatever kind of nose you have, anyway, all a Buddha. Anyway, nothing to throw away. Suffering, pain, and unhappiness, and mourn, and whatever it is, you can't throw away. Because the more you throw away, the more it becomes ghost. They're chasing after you. So anyway, whatever they are, we have to, anyway, accept it and deal with them in proper way, in terms of mature state of human existence. Okay? That is constantly we should do. That's why keep your eyes open, keep your mind calm. We always say, what do you mean? Keep your eyes open, keep your mind calm means to put you in the realm of perfect maturity. But you don't notice, you don't taste it deeply. That's why that today I am calm, next moment I am not calm, then you complain. I complain. What's the practice? What meaning of the practice? Calming my mind always. It doesn't make sense because today is calm, next moment is not calm. So this is really human greedy. Always try to keep something good and maintain without change. But it's impossible for us to do that. Okay? So, so seishi, that is a restraint. Okay? So restraint means a restraint. That's why I say it means to adjust. This Zen master says it means to adjust and come to a stop in the truth that I and all beings on the great earth both simultaneously attain enlightenment together. So this is a truth. This is a truth. Whole universe. Exactly truth. And then next, that is a precept which my teacher has never taught, nor has ever the Buddha taught, because this is not a matter of discussion. Each of you has to practice day to day, stand up in the realm of where? Okay? Stand up in the realm of your understanding, stand up in the realm of others' understanding, or stand up in the realm of a certain deism mentioned by Buddha or Jesus Christ. No, it's not true. You have to stand up upright in the realm of real reality, your life is really going on as a flow of stream. That is your experience, directly your experience. You have to join flow of waters, flow of river. Otherwise, no matter how long Buddha mentions or Chogo mentions like this, you know, it doesn't make sense. You cannot taste really deeply individual flavor called maturity, Buddha. So day by day, we have to do it. But day by day, all you have to do is push the bottom of this maturity, so-called TV. That's your responsibility, push button. But continuing to push a button is really boring for us because your head is always screaming. So that's why we need to explain what it means, why we have to continually just a simple practice, pushing the bottom of maturity. What do you mean, this one? Ridiculous, you know? So that's why Buddhas and ancestors talks about why meaning of precept is there. Okay? So next, extermination. Let me simply explain. Extermination. Extermination is to destroy or to sever the root of delusions and for the sticky state of consciousness. Consciousness always creating some sticky strings between you and I and you and Zazen or whatever it is. Good about in all situations, good about right now. Consciousness always creating something sticky, muggy. So, if you do that, then Dogen Zenji mentions Zazen sever the root of sticky, muggy consciousness. But is it possible? If you say, is it possible you are scolded by Zen teacher called you a coward? Because you are already great mature, you are mature fruit. You can do it. So before you think whether I can accomplish it or not, anyway, we have to stand up, we have to stand up and keep in check and come to a stop in this truth of total maturity everyone has. Okay? That is important, day to day. Whatever you make mistake or you are successful, it doesn't matter. Success and failure, same things. Samsaric world. Because success is what? If something make you happy, yes. But it doesn't last long. So happiness make you suffer and you are frightened by success, by happiness. So whatever it is, always it is something. So I think we have to continually stand up there. Okay? Then extermination is to destroy. Destroy is already a kind of word. You know, I am here. I conquer you. I conquer nature. Something like that. And then the destroying, kicking out everybody, you know, on my way. Don't bother me. Don't touch me. I am going now. Something like that. And then if you can, kick them all away from your way, then you think, I exterminate, you know, all obstacles, hindrances, to make my life as it is, so-called happy. I don't think it is. So very naturally, constantly, you have to face your opponent. Okay? Opponent means, peoples and trees, always. As long as you have consciousness, you never get away from your opponent. Because if I see this table, the moment when I see this table, how can I be one with this table? Do you? No way. So already I have an opponent, so go, oh, table. That is a first stage of the practice. We have to do it. Okay? And then come back. But our life is really involved in the world after the very incipient stage of seeing table. Okay. After. Okay. In the first moment, it's very simple. Ah, table, that's it. In the second moment, a little bit complicated. What's that? You say. Third moment, little more complicated. Fourth moment, fifth moment, tenth moment, and then again and again, word becomes fur. Okay? So that is natural. So I think as best as we can, we have to come back to the first moment you can see, you can face, you can hear the table. And then your life becomes simple. Simple way. Well, even intellectually, you can see, you can glimpse at the simplicity in life of the table, in life of the tree, in life of the bird, in life of all sentient beings. So we have to come back to this. And at the first stage, at the very incipient stage of the seeing and the hearing, there is nothing to compare I and you, I and table, very simple. In the simple world, the flame of the table and the flame of karagiri are melted away naturally. Okay? Do you understand this one? For instance, now you hear the sound of the jet airplane. How many people pay attention chasing after this sound? You don't. Just to pass by. Because you are concentrating to listen to this. Okay? So nothing. When you're simple, when your mind, your body is manifested in a simple way, all stuff comes into you, but flame of sound, flame of you are melted away simultaneously. That is the very incipient state of the moment you can see, you can hear, you can hold, you can do gassho, you can do bow. This is first stage, which is very pure. Before subject and object are, what would you say, separated. Okay? Is that clear? Okay? So, extermination is not to fight each other in order to be free or in order to be happy. Yeah, you cannot do it. Whatever it is, precept and Buddha, you cannot fight with the Buddha. In a good way, in a bad way, both. You cannot fight. Because Buddha doesn't have particular flame or flavors and no cars, no mind, no bodies, no ears, no mouth. Who are you? You are facing the Buddha. Who are you? You are also same as the Buddha. No flame, no color, no taste, you know. No mind, no ears, no nose. You don't believe, but because when you die, what happens, you know? No eyes, no ears, no nose. But you still believe ashes are left. Ashes are the same things as ground dirt, ears, you know. So wherever it is, it goes. So your bodies, your nose, your ears, your mouth return to what? No fame, no colors, no sound, ashes or cushions, tables, all the same things. So the more you try to fight with the Buddha, Buddha becomes just like a tofu, you know. So you are exhausted. We do all the precepts becomes just like a tofu, you know. Zazen becomes just like a tofu. The more you fight, the more Zazen becomes tofu, right in front of you. Karage, looking at the karage, always fighting with the karage. But the karage is what? Finally, I don't know what it is, but still tofu has a certain flame. So I think this is karage. I grasp it. Moment, it's gone. So extermination is to practice undefiledly, okay? Completely, wholeheartedly. This is extermination, okay? Only when your practice becomes undefiled, means wholehearted, at that time, all flame of the trees, flame of the tables, flame of the microphones, all are melted away. But unfortunately, it is not your conscious business. No perception of your consciousness. But continually, you have to practice this. That's it. Then, it is perfect freedom there. Okay? That is called extermination. So, Buddha, so from this point, cause and effect, you know, cause and effect. In Buddhism, cause and effect exist simultaneously. Cause is effect. Effect is cause. Okay, and effect, cause is not small, and cause effect is not big. Okay? But usually we always see ourselves, as a practicer who is pretty small in comparison with the saints, the wise men and the Buddhas, divinities, God, and they, human beings, becomes very small. These small guys try to be big. Now, how can you be big? You know, and then you see the universe. Small guys see the universe, and then the small guy has a strong desire to get the big, huge universe. How can small guys put a huge universe into these small guys? It's impossible. So always we see the cause is ordinary human being who is not superior, inferior to Buddha. So always we try to kick them away, kick all obstacles, hindrances, and become Buddha. Try attain enlightenment. We always do it. At that time, your life is manifested as cause, system of cause and effect. What cause is small, effect is big. I don't think no one expects effect is small. If you do something, small things, you want to get the big effect. Whatever it is, we often think that. But this is not the Buddhistic way. Okay, the cause and the effect simultaneously same. Because if you read the Buddhist sutra and Buddhist study, study the scriptures, and very naturally you can see certain particular word, no eyes, no ears, no nose, or emptiness. It's really strange for you. Don't you think so? Nothing to depend on. What do you mean nothing to depend on? It is very strange for us. But if you practice and practice Zazen, and if you continue keep in touch with human life, with sincere mind, and exploring your life, others' life, naturally, someday, somewhere, you can touch something, nothing, which you can't depend on. At that time, you're scared. At that time, you are scared, and also you despair. You feel something vain, in vain. But that is nothing. That is because you see the you touch. You keep touching, getting. You keep touching that the bottom of human existence based on emptiness, nothing to depend on, but simultaneously you pick up this one and see the objectively nothing, so-called nothing to depend on, then that makes you scared because still you are separate. But if you really get in touch with this one and become one, in other words, you should be in the very incipient of tasting emptiness through your experience. Then that is really a great opportunity to become one with emptiness. At that time, different and new life comes up, which you have never expected. So if you do the Zen, sometimes people say, "Oh, world is shining." We don't understand why trees are shining and birds are shining from our intellectual sense, from our objective the viewpoint. But if you do the Zen, most of people say, "Told me, trees, world is shining." What do you mean? Which is completely different than before. So that means you are really touch the heart of the human existence, called nothing to depend on. So you have to. So if you see the cushion and microphone and the tape recorder, immediately I can see the tape recorder and form the flame of the tape recorder. By what? Custom of the language. Custom of using a language simultaneously. And then I make a frame. A so-called tape recorder. Do you understand? But a tape recorder is, strictly speaking, what is it? Tape recorder. Sooner or later, it's dissipated and gone. Nothing to depend on. Or maybe next moment, someone take it away. Someone steal it. I don't know. There is no guarantee. So-called, this is mine. So, strictly speaking, microphone and tape recorder, and including karagi as a subjectivity, has nothing to depend on particularly. But intellectually, we don't understand it. But all we have to do is practically, emotionally, intellectually, as best as we can, we have to stand up straight, up straight in the realm of this truth. This is adjust and come to stop, called restrain. Okay. At that time, you can practice very impure sense of human action. You can take undefined actions. When you see the tape recorder, you can take care of tape recorder as it really is, because tape recorder's life is exactly the same as my life, which has nothing to depend on anything. Called Buddha. We call Buddha. Okay? We call Buddha means we call Dharma. Okay? So, tape coder, tape coder is what? Tape coder is tape coder, but tape coder is not tape coder. That is called tape coder. That tape coder is Buddha's tape coder. So I am Buddha. Tape coder is Buddha. So if I receive a tape coder means Buddha, this Buddha received that Buddha as a tape coder and make the tape coder as a Buddha become Buddha. That's it. From this point, where is the cause and the effect? Cause and the effect simultaneously. And then tape coder becomes real tape coder. You don't believe it, but actually your practice in the pure sense is going on like this by what your life is supported day to day, regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not. Okay? So, turn around to the center and bow again to the people, to the Christians, to the Romans, and then sit down and practice Zazen. What do you mean? You have to deal with all as a Buddha. But if I say I am Buddha, still there is a concept. I am Buddha. But I am Buddha is simultaneously I is Buddha. Buddha is I, is Buddha. Okay? So I is Buddha, Buddha is Buddha, is Buddha. So all of Buddha, no space, no room for us to poke a head into it. This is called the same and one ground, we say. So-called truth. All sentient beings are Buddha. That is great statement Buddha Shakyamuni mentioned when he attained enlightenment on the Bodhi tree. Okay? So, when you see the Christians, immediate consciousness make a flame of a being called Christian. Okay? But that is already Christian opposed to you. But simultaneously, your mind should be simple and return to the very incipient stage of working, seeing the cushions. That is a very simple state of human actions. Then you have to, as best as you can, you have to come back as soon as possible. You have to come back that stage and then deal it. Come back to that stage means you have to take action in dealing with this question. How? It's not a matter of discussion. You have to deal with. You have to take action. You have to take undefined action in dealing with a question as well as I deal with my life, others' life. Okay. So at that time, this Buddha, received this question as a Buddha, and I can use it. Buddha used this Buddha, and by using this Buddha, Buddha manifests itself as it truly is. And then you really appreciate to the presence of Krishna, because you really know how much this Krishna supports your life. So that is day to day we have to practice it. Even at the toilet, you don't believe how important, how support your life toilet, how much toilet and the toilet support your life anyway. We don't use a toilet carefully and with wholeheartedly. Always toilet is something dirty place, stink place and they say. But toilet is important for us. So even when you use a toilet is manifestation of Buddha. Great opportunity, you can meet the Buddha. So you have to receive the Buddha and use it and make it Buddha. That is our practice, constant. So, from this point, the Genshin Zen Master says, if the world is size of 10 feet, okay, if the world is the a size of 10 feet, you are also a size of 10 feet, okay. If you are a size of 1 inch, okay, the world become a size of 1 inch, okay. Do you understand this one? For instance, I see the tape recorder. I say, oh, it's tape recorder. Then I create my life is what? A size of 1 inch. Small world. Because tape recorder is being seen from my telescope. That's it. I cannot see the other world. How many beings support this tape recorder? I don't see it. That's why my life becomes very narrow. That is a size of 1 inch. But if I see this tape recorder and deal with this tape recorder, my life becomes a size of 10 feet and 100 feet. You know, life. And then world tape recorder becomes also a size of 10 and 100 and 1,000 life. Huge. So it depends on your attitude. Depends on your attitude means you have to do it. Right now, what should I do? There is no much space for us to discuss. What should I do? As best as you can, as soon as possible, you switch your attitude. You should direct your boat to the proper destination and adjust it and come to stop in the truth. Truth means in the right course. We have to constantly. The more you try to come to stop in the proper place, you can see more big waves and storms, sunny days, as clear as you can. So very naturally, you can deal with your board very kindly, compassionately, patiently, and with great zeal. You can do it. So very naturally, I deal with this tape recorder as a Buddha. So this is a Buddha, and Buddha receive Buddha and make a Buddha. This is our practice. Then if I am Buddha, tape recorder Buddha, why we have to receive precepts? Okay. So here is a discussion between Yakshan Zen Master. Yakshan Zen Master was asked by monk. The master, you know, the Bodhidharma came to China to teach the Buddha, Buddha Dharma. I wonder, was there Dharma before he went to China to teach the Dharma? Is that clear? Yakshan Zen Master, yes, there were Dharmas. Before Bodhidharma went to China, okay? And then monk asked, why is it Bodhidharma went to China to teach the Buddha Dharma? Because already Buddha Dharma there, why is he has to? And then Yakshan Zen Master says, this is very interesting. He went there because of its presence. Its presence means because of the presence of Dharma. Is that clear? there is a Dharma already, that's why. There is a Dharma, that's why he went there. And to make the Dharma as a Dharma as it is. For instance, why do you climb the mountains? Okay? Why do you climb the mountains? Before you climb the mountain, mountain is there? Yes, it is. Why do you climb the mountains? Okay? And then why do you climb the mountain? Finally, you answer, because mountain is there. That's why I climb. That's it. Do you understand that one? This is really reason why you have to climb the mountain. Karagi, why do you practice Zazen in such a stupid way? I don't know. Because that's a stupid way is already here. Just like a big mountain, so I just climb the mountain. Why we have to climb the mountain? Because mountain is not far from me. I have to make the mountain as it is. This is my responsibility, this is my life, and everyone has to do it. You, Karagiri, is already Karagiri. Before parents put the name on me, called Karagiri, but Karagiri existed? Yes, Karagiri existed. Why I have to call myself Karagiri? Because calling me Karagiri, Karagiri becomes a Karagiri as he really is. If you don't believe, you call me Karagiri, I say yes. Then finally communication in the big world there. This is called the receiving the precept. That's why receive means to transmit. Transmit means to make something. To receive is to make something, means that your body has to be made, okay, by Buddha, okay. In other words, whole your body becomes Buddha. Anyway, to build up your life as a Buddha, day to day. In other words, Buddha occupies every inch of your life. At that time, your life is what? Buddha. This is always, how can I do it? Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. Not far away, day to day. If I become Gassho occupies totally every inch of my body. If I do it with wholeheartedness, don't you believe? If you don't believe, please stand up on the top of a cliff in the Acapulco, okay? And jump into the ocean. Okay? You are great divers. How can you dive? Is it possible to dive perfectly or properly? You always discuss, yes, I can. Next moment you say, I don't, I can't do it. So finally, what should I do? Finally, you cannot do it. But all you have to do is stand up there. How can you stand up? You have to adjust and come to a stop in the truth where the oceans and the rivers and the cliffs and you, your emotion, all are already Buddha, working together in peace and harmony. Next moment, if you realize it, you say 1, 2, 3, jump. You can jump it. Who will make you jump? No one. Unity of life of cliff, life of ocean, life of emotion, life of consciousness makes you jump, makes you ready to jump exactly. At that time, what happens? It is really nice art. It's not sports, it's art. Art of life, art of motion, art of life in motion. nothing to mold it into a certain frame. TV cameraman tried to take that pictures and show you in a slow motion. But that is a picture. It's not real art. Real art is anywhere flow of life in action from moment to moment. This is art. How can you make it? You can make it. So all you have to do is you do gassho, then you become Buddha. Means flow of life as a Buddha. So constantly you have to, are you ready? Yes, sir, do it. That is receiving the precept. That's why we say, do you observe this precept? You know, you say, yes, I do. Okay? This one is very important. Even though you say, I do, sometimes, no, I don't. Intellectually, your mind is really complicated. Will you observe this? Oh, yes or no? And if I say yes, what happens? We are always discussing. But that is already muddy water. We are playing with the muddy waters instead of coming back the pure and defined, the simple life, simple manifestation of life. Jumping ready, opportunity, you are ready to jump. Okay? So if you are ready to jump, that is a very simple life. In the simplicity, you can make a art of life, flow of straight in life. Okay. This is always we have to do. That's why you have to say, I will do. Okay. Constantly you have to say, I will do, I will do, I will do every day. Okay. How long does it take? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Moment is eternity. We have to do it. Okay. Moment is eternity. Eternity is moment. That is really true. We have to do it. If you get up in the morning and do it, Zazen, and your all day is turning, you know, properly. But if you fall asleep and don't do Zazen, the first day, first at the beginning of the day is a little bit muggy, and then all day becomes muggy. Don't you think? I experienced when I was age monastery, you know, or the living with my masters. That time, the important things I realized. Important things is where the beginning of the day. Beginning of the day is. Every moment is beginning of the day. So that's why Master says when the morning comes to get up, you have to get up. That's it. Morning is morning. So you have to accept the morning, or you have to make a morning as it really is. That's it. When the afternoon comes, you have to receive the afternoon saying, yes, I do. And then make the afternoon as it truly is. This is our practice. But our mind is pretty noisy. That's why constantly we have to come back to this point and practice. Zazen is most important practice and simple way of life. That's why we do practice. Okay, do you have a question? No particular things. By your action, defined action, you can do it.
By yourself.
Who do it? Who is there? Is there something else than you? If you see you open tape recorder, if you see the tape recorder, who is there? Is there anyone except more than you? You are there, don't you? You have to deal with tape recorder. None of others' business. You have to see this tape recorder and you have to deal with. And then point is, how do you make your life vast and huge instead of confining your life into small shell? At that time, if you confine yourself into small shell, tape recorder is always handled by your telescope. That's it. At that time, it's easy for us to hurt life of tape recorder. Do you understand? It's not necessary to think of imagination of a divinity or helping the me or, you know, I don't think it is appropriate, okay? So practically, you have to see reality, what is there in front of you. This is a tape recorder. It's not the cushions, tape recorder. So on the tape recorder in front of you, and who take care of this you, not others. Nevertheless, through this you, you have to manifest your life, including tape recorder's life, microphone's life, others' life. Okay? You have to manifest your life in a big scale. Okay? That is your attitude, not attitude, your defined actions means receive the tape recorder and anyway, with compassion and with wisdom. That's it. If I explain, okay? But practically, wholeheartedly, you have to deal with.
Enable
you to become aware of what is, then there's no problem. Beg your pardon, would you say once more again?
What I mean is because of the word that is used,
mm-hmm.
it makes a problem.
Yeah, problem. But that's why we have to use and carefully the words and listen to the carefully words, okay? But I always try to say what is a key point we have to practice day to day through the words. So words is words. But you have to know through these words what the Buddha mentions. What is a key point? What is the key point which we can make our life as a Buddha, as a universal way, living in peace and harmony, okay?
I keep wondering about the precepts, you know, the 10 precepts and then the minor precepts, and what they have to do with or how they can help us in making our life larger and becoming vast instead of small. Because the precepts are there and they say Layered Nation is taking the precepts, but there's a thing that I don't understand.
That's why I said the mountain is there. That's why you climb the mountain. Means the precept is the express and the manifestation of the whole universe. This is this universe is alive in the individual life, it becomes precept. Okay? Because whole universe has a, whole universe is going in a certain system and a rhythm. It's not random. There is a, some rhythm. So that's why that rhythm is manifested in the human life. It's called, you know, the precept. Okay? So if so, the precept is not the restraint or not the, you know, the extermination, you know, by the precept. I think precept should be accepted as other beings, mountains and skies and etc. Before you poke your head into it. So accept it. So from this point, just like face a microphone and accept the microphone. How do I accept the microphone? That depends on your attitude and action. What kind of action you take? You say, oh, this at the headquarters. You kick it out. That is a small world. Okay? So very naturally, you are not exactly fit into the rhythm of universe called precept. So, I think you have to face the precept and then you have to make it alive as a Buddha, living with all sentient beings. So, in the beginning, you see the microphone through the consciousness, okay? This is small world. But a small world is not a small world. It's big because your life and microphones are in the same and one ground. This is the truth. If so, we have to see microphone individually, but you have to go beyond individual understanding, individual view, individual habit, then take care of this microphone and you in the big scale. Okay? That's all we have. That's why, do you observe this precept? Yes, I do. That's it. That's why microphone is there. That's why I can cry on the microphone. That is the reason. If we are Buddha, why we have to practice? Because we are Buddha. That's why we try to climb the Buddha's mountains. Otherwise, Buddha's mountains is always something separate from you. No communication there.